This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Saudi Arabia scrambled Sunday to restore operations at its key oil fields after drone attacks cut the kingdom's production in half. There was widespread uncertainty about responsibility for the attacks and where the early Saturday missile attacks were launched. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi militia claimed responsibility for the attacks, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blames Iran. Police fired tear gas and chemical-laced blue water at protesters outside the Hong Kong government office complex today as violence flared anew and thousands of pro-democracy supporters marched through downtown in defiance of a police ban. A mixed crowd of hardcore protesters in black and wearing masks, along with families with children, spilled into the roads of the Causeway Bay shopping belt and marched for over 2 kilometers to the Central Business District. In an interview outside the British consulate in Hong Kong, protester Sam Chow says he'd like to see Britain and the U.S. take action to pressure China.
Pass the Hong Kong Human Rights and the Freedom Act so that, you know, like they could put on sanctions on those Chinese officials, you know, like that, try to suppress the freedom in Hong Kong.
More than 1,300 people have been arrested amid increasing clashes between protesters and police, who demonstrators have accused of abuses. Tunisian voters are heading to the polls today to elect a new president. No less than 26 candidates representing a wide variety of political affiliations and experience are on the ballot. This is the country's second democratic presidential election. A stagnating economy and soaring joblessness, however, are reminders that Tunisia's Jasmine Revolution 8 years ago has failed to deliver on its promise. From Washington, this is VOA News. The White House says the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden has been killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Hamza bin Laden had been viewed as an eventual heir to the leadership of al-Qaeda, and the group's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, praised him in a 2015 video, introducing him as a lion from the den of al-Qaeda. Hamza bin Laden began appearing in militant videos and recordings that year. In January 2017, the U.S. named him a specially designated global terrorist after he released audio and video messages calling for attacks against the U.S. and its allies. He hadn't been heard from since a March 2018 message in which he threatened the rulers of Saudi Arabia.
The White House says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details, such as when Hamza bin Laden was killed or how the United States confirmed his death.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Forecasters are closely monitoring Humberto, the latest storm development expected to become a hurricane later today. Humberto is moving away from the Bahamas and is not the threat to the battered region like Hurricane Dorian was. As the Bahamas recovers from Dorian, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says rebuilding efforts there require rich countries to contribute to climate and development financing.
The financial cost of the damage caused by Dorian is not clear, but it will be in the billions of dollars, and the Bahamas cannot be expected to foot this bill alone. These new large-scale climate-related disasters demand a new multilateral response.
Humberto is expected to head away from the U.S. mainland. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his final pre-election cabinet meeting on Sunday in a part of the West Bank he has vowed to annex if elected, and laid out a plan to build a new settlement there amid a last-ditch drive to galvanize his nationalistic base. The meeting, along with the new pledges, came despite an international outcry over Netanyahu's promise to annex the West Bank's Jordan Valley. Annexing the area, considered to be the heartland of any future Palestinian state, would all but extinguish any remaining Palestinian hopes for independence. The U.S.-led coalition says good progress is being made in implementing a buffer zone in northern Syria along the Turkish border. Turkey and the United States last month agreed on the so-called security mechanism to create a buffer between the Turkish border and Syrian areas controlled by the Kurdish People's Protection Units. Little is known about the buffer zone size or how it will work, although Ankara says there will be observation posts and joint patrols. An official in India says a sightseeing boat has capsized on a swollen river in southern India, killing 12 people and leaving 35 others missing. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits.